President Bush leaves Britain tomorrow for Italy in the G8 summit. Business, labor, and farm organizations are urging him to use the economic meeting to push for a realignment of the major currencies. And they say the dollar is so overvalued that it's squeezing exports and dragging down the economy. NPR's Kathleen Schock reports.
The National Association of Manufacturers and the American Farm Bureau Federation have joined forces and written a letter to the president, asking him to use the G8 summit to make a case for a cheaper dollar. On this issue, labor and many businesses see eye to eye. AFL-CIO President John Sweeney has also written to President Bush, pleading for action. Frank Vargo of the Manufacturers Association says the dollar's value has soared 10% against other major currencies in the past year, even as economic growth has sputtered.
We have found that our companies are pounding down our door saying that the dollar, the overvalued dollar, has become their number one problem.
Vargo says manufacturing employment has dropped along with exports because customers in other countries have to pay too much for American-made goods. And he says low-cost imports are also threatening U.S. firms that sell goods at home.
Their customers are coming to them now in the United States and saying, we want to stay with you, but you got to cut your prices 25-30%, and they can't.
The exchange rate is hurting U.S. farmers, too, according to Audrey Erickson, who handles trade policy for the American Farm Bureau Federation.
We're seeing a sector of the economy that has long been an economic engine for the U.S., seeing its trade surplus dwindle every single year since 1996-97, due in large part to the exchange rate.
Erickson worries that mounting financial troubles in Latin America and Japan could soon make this situation worse, especially if U.S. trading partners import less and devalue their currencies. President Bush has insisted that the market should determine the dollar's value. Foreign investors have continued to pour capital into the U.S., buying U.S. currency and keeping its value high. And cheap imports have benefited U.S. consumers and helped snuff out inflation. Yesterday, lawmakers questioned Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan about the high dollar, but he declined to comment, saying this was an issue best left up to the U.S. Treasury. Even if the administration wanted to rein in the dollar, it wouldn't be easy. But Frank Vargo says the Bush administration could signal that it wants the dollar to come down.
A lot of this is driven by psychology. So what we want is for the administration, the Treasury, to acknowledge this is a problem.
So far, he says, they haven't. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.